Joseph could have easily sought revenge, but he ruled his soul, he forgave, and he saw the big picture of God's handiwork. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is called Paybacks. Sounds kind of suspenseful. We'll just have to wait and see. But we are on the very last day of the book of Genesis. And so your morning rinse is Genesis 48 through 50. We're on day 108. And if you're following along on the calendar, we're on April 18th. All right. So the featured verse includes Genesis 50, 15, and then also chapter 50, verses 20 through 21. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong which we did to him?" Then verses 20 through 21 say, "As for you, you meant evil against me." And mind you, this is Joseph's response. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." So he, meaning Joseph, comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Well, those are the kind of paybacks I like. But you remember when we were little, we used to hear little sayings about paybacks are coming, or whatever payback quote you heard or even said when you were young. You know, this was a little different. Paybacks can actually be a good thing. So like if a bank loans you money for an exciting home purchase that you know that I love because I'm in real estate, you pay it back. Or if you have made some kind of financial investment, then you will hopefully receive an amazing return on that investment, also known as a payback. But there is another kind of payback, and it is what I typically think of when I hear this word. And that word is what I was mentioning in the very beginning. It's the vengeance, the retaliation, or even a form of chastisement for wrongdoings, also known as another form of vindication. It's not really uncommon for siblings to participate in, you know, those ornery activities towards each other, or they tattle on each other, or sometimes they'll have little snarky attitudes that, you know, only siblings can have. And this is the type of payback that Joseph's brothers feared, except it wasn't the little snarky sibling kind of thing. This was a lot deeper of a payback that they were fearing. I can't imagine the torment that they felt or the emotional weight that they carried all of those years for the decisions that they made. And can you imagine, like, not only carrying that weight, but wondering what was going to happen when their dad, who really was their kind of protective covering, was coming to an end of his life. I mean, this had to have been just utter torment. I mean, I wonder if they had nightmares about it. I wonder if they were continually wondering, like, what are we going to do? Making plans for moving out, or, you know, of the country, or what was going to happen to them. I mean, every single day. And I would imagine, even, was their relationship with Joseph based a little bit on fear? You know, how often did they think about this, and how often did they go through life thinking about Joseph and selling him, and then coming to this, you know, this moment in their lives? I wonder if even back when they were growing up, or when right after Joseph had been sold, I mean, I wonder if they would whisper amongst themselves, "I wonder where he's at." Was it this thing where they talked about once in a while, or maybe even tried to seek out where he was at, and maybe they would wonder, try and find him every once in a while? I don't know. Or was it this subject that they left unspoken and never mentioned it ever again, leaving each to its own, just silently laying at night wondering where he was, never talking about it again. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know the guilt and the torment. I can't imagine how they felt and how they dealt with it. I don't know. But regardless of all of those years of trying to come to some kind of resolution individually with it, regardless of this answer, it all came to a head when Jacob, who they felt protected all of the paybacks that were coming their way, died. Fear set in. They began questioning if Joseph would begin playing this game of paybacks. Joseph could have easily sought revenge if he had not done what we talked about yesterday, and that was ruling our soul. If he had not ruled his soul and really had a heart for God, he very well could have played a very vengeful playback game. Joseph could have easily sought revenge, but he ruled his soul, he forgave, and he saw the big picture of God's handiwork. And once again, he reassured them of the God story of their lives and how they even played a huge part in saving a nation. I mean, can you imagine somebody who felt so guilty and worried about the decisions that they made way back, selling their brother because of the evil that was in their heart, realized because Joseph said, "You were used by God. It wasn't you who sold me vengefully. It was God who turned it into good." I wonder if they stood taller. I wonder if they finally embraced their portion and role in saving a nation. Let's just pause and think about that. They helped Joseph save a nation. They helped God fulfill a plan. Joseph's answer to his brothers was full of God's love and grace and hope. It was the exact opposite of the playback game that you and I often think about. When we see the God story, we lay the payback cards down. And when we allow God to work in our hearts, we get to a place where we can even remind those who have caused pain to us about the power of God's redemptive love and grace. And showing this to others who know they have done wrong will then set them up to reap the benefits of the first definition of paybacks, receiving a return on their investment with a revived heart of trusting in God and releasing fear. I love how that it just ends with so much grace and hope. The book of Genesis starts with God breathing life into the universe and into the world, and breathing life and saying, "Let there be light," and breathing life onto the earth. And it ends with Joseph breathing life into his brothers. Today's challenge to dig deeper is this. I want you to first just pause and think about your life and see if there is anyone that you have wanted to play the payback game with in a vindictive way. Is there anyone that has hurt you that you've asked God and said, "When are they going to get their vindication, God? When are they going to get, you know, what's coming to them, God? You've seen how they've hurt me." Ask God to help you forgive them, and ask God to help you see the big picture of those instances where you were hurt, and work it out in your heart, and ask God to show you how to respond to them through eyes of grace and eyes of hope. Regardless of how they respond to you, ask God to help you respond that way. And if there's anyone you come across today who is carrying the weight of past sins and past wrongdoings, be the vessel to lift them up and remind them of God's love. Be a Joseph and end this book knowing full well that you have the power to provide life into other people, even if they carry the burden of guilt. And when you pull out your journal and you write about this experience, write down what God spoke to you today regarding paybacks. Also, did you have an opportunity to remind someone of God's love today? And if you didn't, you still can through your prayers. I hope that today encouraged you as much as it did to me. You know I love the book of Genesis. It's got so many really, really, really cool stories in there. Every time I turn the page, there's something that pops out at me regarding the book of Genesis. It's just so cool. So tomorrow we are starting on a new book. And we're starting on the H's because we're already done with the G's. And tomorrow we are going to start on the book of Habakkuk. Such a fun book. It only takes one day to read the book of Habakkuk. And then after that, we're going to be talking about Haggai. And it only takes one day to read the book of Haggai. So, or Haggai, however some people say it. But anyway, tomorrow, April 19th, I'm going to have a special guest on. And it's going to be the one and only my sister. And we're going to talk about a Habakkuk and just some of the things that she brings to the world of believing. And she's a teacher. And so she's going to talk about some of the examples of teaching and how that relates kind of to the, you know, featured verse that I have tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to you guys hearing my sister and I speak about Habakkuk. So have a wonderful day. Of course, you know that if you don't have my devotional, you can always go to the show notes and click on that link and buy for another person in your family. I hope that they are encouraged just like you. If you're still watching this and listening, I hope that you are enjoying my podcast and be sure and consider buying one of these for a family member for their birthdays, anniversaries, obviously Christmas in July, or whatever else you have coming up that you can get a gift for. These are great gifts. And so until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.